The stock this is dictating on Dennis DeBonis. Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. Dennis, D as in David, E-N as in Nancy. Dennis DeBonis is D-E-B-O-N-I-S. D as in David, B-O, B as in boy. D-E-B-O-N-I-S. Date of birth, 10-24-54. Date of visit, 3-11-26. Please make a copy for please make a copy for Gerald Woodard, D-O. Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of pulmonary embolism. Next, history of present illness. This is a this is a 71-year-old male who has a history for pulmonary embolism diagnosed in January 26. Has been on oral anticoagulation with Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily. The patient was initially admitted on 1/31 with chest tightness on the left side and mild hemoptysis. And and upon admission to the ER, a CTA of the chest revealed partially occlusive thrombus in the bifurcation of the right upper lobe and right upper and lateral segmental branches. The filling defects in the right upper lobe, segmental branches. I'm sorry, segmental pulmonary arterial branches. There are also some defects in the right lower lobe. And questionable filling defects in the left upper lobe and posterior left lower lobe, period. Other findings on the chest CT included moderate emphysema affecting the upper lobes and scarring as well as left lower lobe consolidation. And tiny nodular densities. The patient was off oxygen and can you also mention in the CT report, the patient also had multiple lung nodules up to 7 millimeters noted in the right upper lobe and a 7 millimeter left upper lobe subsolid nodule. There were no pleural effusions. The patient was initially on anticoagulation with heparin and transition to Eliquis. He's presently on Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day and has no chest pains or shortness of breath and denies any hemoptysis, fevers, or chills, period. The next paragraph past history, the patient's past history includes history of cervical disc fusion in 2017, right inguinal hernia repair in the 1980s, and yeah, that's it. There's no history of hypertension or diabetes, but states he has had previous history of DVT. At the left upper extremity, which was during which time he was anticoagulated for 6 months. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years, occasional alcohol use. Worked as a masonry contractor and has been exposed to cement dust and silica dust, and possibly asbestos. Next, family history. Both parents died in their 90s. No significant history of DVT. Next, system review of the patient. Has had no weight loss, fatigue or fever, no double vision, but had cataracts repaired. He has no sore throat or hoarseness, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no hay fever or asthma. He has shortness of breath with activity, no wheezing, no abdominal pains, no heartburn, no rectal bleeding. He has had left chest pains, jaw pain, no leg swelling or calf muscle pains, no anxiety or depression, no easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Reaching next, medalist Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Next, physical exam, this well-built middle-aged male. Well-built elderly white male. Alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure. Blood pressure is 138/80, pulse 84, respirations 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 241, saturation 95. HE and ear knobs, phallic pupils are reactive. Thank his moist throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements or decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the basis. No wheezes. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes, 1+, no gross motor deficits. No extremities, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Homan sign is negative. Reflexes 1+ with no gross motor or sensory deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. pulmonary embolism. Number two is emphysema. Number three is multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number four is history of DVT. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest in a month and complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. I suggest he will continue with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and I suggested that he use albuterol inhaler 2 puffs TIDPRN if he is short of breath, and a follow-up year in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Gerald Woodard, D-O. Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D.